Given the increase in demand for sand due to boom in construction, the government last year decided to open a huge sand pit to sustain its supply chain. Vice President Dr. Barajakdeo says it was brought to the administration's attention recently that private sand pit owners continue to hike the price of sand because of the huge daily demand. As such, he says the government has taken a decision to put a hold on granting permission for more private development of sand pits and has plans to open another public facility.
So we're not giving permission for no sand pit at this time. That is the position that's clear. So if the EPA has a notice out, the government will, based on what they heard from somewhere else, to give sand pits to these two individuals, then the government of Guyana's position is clear. It's not going to happen.
He was responding to reports that Commissioner of Police Clifton Hicken and Deputy Commissioner Calvin Brutus could be going into sand mining and have been granted permission to do so. The Vice President did not rule out that both individuals may have land for agricultural use, but it will not be for the purpose of mining sand.
We have to have a strategy that brings down the price. We have had about 200 applications for sand pits so far because it's a lucrative thing now. The sand prices have gone up. And a lot of people who have these sand pits, they even undermine, they come close to the road, they do all sorts of things.
The government has already approached foreign suppliers to help meet the demand for sand and stones, given the increase in demand for these materials. Guyana is not only experiencing a construction boom in the housing sector, but also has major infrastructural development plans to build and repair roads and bridges and link communities in various administrative regions.